Enbridge delivers Arts Alive. Their support makes this program possible because creative thinking and expression are vital parts of a healthy community. To learn how Enbridge supports the arts, visit Enbridge.com.
I'm Sarah Hoyles. Today on Arts Alive, a new photo exhibition looks back to 1981. When you walk down the street, how much do you look at your surroundings? Like, really look. Could you remember those strangers that you pass by? Photographer Dennis Wall isn't so sure.
Really, when you're walking down the street, you really don't notice anybody. Nobody remembers anyone. So we're all anonymous.
This Albertan photographer has been fascinated with city streets and the people that commute, stroll, and inhabit these urban spaces. His fascination has spanned more than 30 years. It all started back in 1981, when he took portraits in black and white of passers-by along Edmonton's Jasper Avenue. He captured two other batches of images in the late 1990s and again in 2008.
It isn't a photograph of Jasper Avenue or whatever, 101 Street, or it's really the individuals who are pulled out of the environment. 30 years from the past, but they're very immediate and present.
One of the 1981 images is of a teenage boy. Now that boy would be a man in his mid to late 40s. The people aren't the only elements that have changed since 1981. The very culture of Jasper Avenue was changed forever by the opening of West Edmonton Mall in September of that year. It was also the year that Oilers player number 99, Wayne Gretzky, set the single season record for goals. And he became the first player in NHL history to score 200 points. 1981 was also the second year for both the Calgary and Edmonton Folk Music Festivals. The Progressive Conservatives were celebrating their 10th year in power as the ruling provincial party. And the video game Donkey Kong was released, the first ever Mario Brothers product. Now, 30 plus years later, 10 images from that year and the photo study by Dennis Wall are on display at the Edmonton City Hall until December 14th. The free exhibition invites viewers to see if they know any of the photographed people.
Are these people lost to time and space, or are they somehow remembered somewhere by someone? But essentially, these are people who, you know, could be in any urban environment today or 10 years ago, maybe 10 years from now, doing what they do, which is deep in thought, discussing things with each other, a couple of lovers holding on to each other.
Dennis wants to find out more about the unknown and unnamed individuals that he captured on film in the summer of 1981. The images can also be found in Dennis's brand new book, At First Glance. It includes 30 photos from 30 years ago, making the exhibition and book a test of memory and history. For details on the photography of Dennis Wall, the exhibition on now at the Edmonton City Hall, and more, please visit the Arts Alive page at ckua.com. I'm Sarah Hoyles, and that's Arts Alive for today.